everybody. It's episode 194 of PodQuest.
But it's not enough episodes.
That's better.
That's too many episodes.
I fucked it up
you
again.
You fuck bitch. Right off.
Nah.
It's Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. I'm Chris. With me is Druten.
You.
And Walnut.
Yeah, I'm right here.
And we're here to talk about video games and junk.
More junk than video games, though, I think.
Probably. Anyway, if you want to find more of our stuff, you head right over to www.one-quest.com. And if you're feeling generous and can help us out by supporting us, you can head over to patreon.com/onequest to do so. But now, let's jump right into the news. So, not a ton of news this week, but there's some things. There's some things worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with the shit that you guys don't care about at all right off the top. DC, as of this week, maybe last week, I forget how it actually landed, has raised all of their like mainline books up in price to $3.99.
Hmm.
So not unheard of, because like all of Marvel's books are $3.99. They don't do anything less than that.
Okay.
But since Rebirth, DC has had a good chunk of books that were at $2.99, particularly the books that ship multiple times a month.
Yeah.
So like the twice monthly books were a little bit cheaper, because if you have them on a pull list and you're buying them, you're buying two of them every month. But now they're going to be $3.99 also, which kind of sucks. They are also removing digital copy that they were giving with most of these as well.
Oh, that's lame.
So the price is going up and you're not getting a digital copy anymore.
I mean, I don't quite blame them for removing the digital copy.
Why?
Because technically I could buy the physical copy and give you the digital copy instead of you just buying it yourself.
Yeah, but it doesn't. So let's swap that, since I'm more likely to buy a physical book than you. So you don't read comics. I do.
Yeah.
So I buy, you know, Batman. And
yeah.
Then for like, you know, let's say for 6 months, I give you the digital copies to it. And
yeah.
You start reading Batman and you get into Batman, and then you're like, oh, well, I wonder what other books like have Batman in it. And maybe you pick up books that I don't get. So like,
yeah,
I see your point, but it's not really, like, they're not losing money on the cost of, because digital books aren't.
Well, they're losing money on the cost of printing then, because if you want the digital books, you can just go straight up and buy the digital book and make them more money, because they're not printing that book.
But they're still printing the book. Like,
yeah, they're still in print, but maybe they're trying to phase out the physical sales by trying to get more people to get the digital sales so that they can print less.
They're not Microsoft. They totally are not trying to get rid of the physical sales, because that ruins a big selling market from like convention stuff like that. Because then you have, you know,
yeah,
your creators, like DC brings their own creators to shows. I know like you've only really heard World, and you went to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And like for the most part, like when you go to like those kind of shows, those guys are just kind of there on their own. Like maybe somebody's moving shit.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe like the show invited them, but a lot of times like they're at least paying a portion of it themselves. The bigger stuff though, the San Diego's, the C2E2's, the New York Comic Cons, like DC has like an actual presence there, and
yeah,
they bring their big name talents there and have books for sale that they have like pre-signed, or books that you can get signed. Like,
well,
they
I'm
would
not
saying
wanna
remove their actual physical.
I'm not saying remove the physical market. I'm just saying limit the physical market. Cut it down. They'll absolutely, like, you pretty much went over. They would make more money if they just sold digitally than physically, because it's the same price either way. So they're losing money from selling a physical copy. So not saying they're trying to get rid of physical sales altogether, but maybe they're just trying to cut them down a bit and push digital sales.
Honestly, I don't know if they would actually make more money, because it's not like they're direct selling those digital copies. Like, they're generally sold through Comixology, which is owned by Amazon. So I'm sure Amazon probably takes a portion of that I would imagine that the portion that Amazon is taking is probably close to what the physical markup is, because they already know that the books are being charged the same, so why not just take the same cut up, if that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like, because Amazon purchased Comixology, and they weren't going to purchase something like that if it doesn't have a fairly good profit margin.
Yeah.
But so Marvel still does digital comics in a lot of their books, and they actually tried removing them as well, and there was a ton of backlash. So it was like 2 or 3 months without them, and then they started doing it.
Yeah, because so, Marvel DC will probably do that again.
So DC is not as, I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. It's nothing against them, but he is not like as fan on like the company side as Marvel, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like the creators and stuff that DC have, totally. But like their actual like company side of it is very much just like it's a company. Whereas Marvel is much looser with a lot of that stuff. You know, if they have enough of like a reaction, they're more likely to try and remedy that negative reaction. I mean,
yeah.
You can see the difference in the two companies just by the fact that Marvel still does letter pages at the end of a lot of their books, and they also like they every book they have, whether they have a letter page or not, usually has like the email address to the office you can send letters to. And whenever a creative run ends on a book, whether it's, you know, that person is moving on to another book or that series is ending, there's usually at least a page or two where they let the creative team kind of like say their thanks and their goodbyes and stuff like that. Like Bendis just got one in every book that he wrapped up that was multiple pages long, because he's ending a almost 20-year sort of relationship with Marvel.
Yeah.
And I know that there have been other books that had like 16 issues where like the writer and artist wrote like notes at the end. DC never does that. Like, unless you're actually paying attention to the title pages, there is no sort of indication that like there's been a creative swap. Outside of like big books where they actually like market it as like such and such, like with Bendis going to DC, they are marketed that he's taking. Had it just been, you know, random other writer taking over the Superman books, it would have just one month it would have gone from the current, and you never would have.
Yeah.
But it kind of sucks. Like, I don't buy many DC books anymore. Like, I get review issues for some of them, like digital copies. And then, otherwise, like, I think I buy like 3 books now, and none of them are the bi-monthly. So, or twice months. Bi-monthly, I think, would mean that it was every other.
They had that conversation on the Bobcast, and I don't, or Beastcast, and I don't know.
Yeah, I can never remember, because the English language is fucked. Anyway, so that's happening. And then, Rich, you'll actually be a little happy about this one. Cobra Kai got renewed for a second season.
Yes, I did see that, and I was super pumped. Real quick, bi-monthly, according to Google, is occurring or produced twice a month, or every 2 months. Really, it's both? Wait,
but yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
I like how you read that, and then, like, you got to the end of it, and then stopped, and wait, it's both?
Adverb, twice a month or every 2 months. Noun, a periodical produced twice a month or every 2 months. That's fucking stupid. I hate the English language. Never mind. Okay, yes, Cobra Kai. I was happy to see that got a second season sign up.
I mean, just to go back to English, I forget who I saw post this on Facebook, but somebody posted a thing basically pointing out how messed up English was by the fact that red and lead rhyme with each other, read and lead rhyme with each other, but red and lead and lead and red, or you know what I mean, don't.
That was me, and my comment to that was, this is why I don't think English should be the universal language when the aliens attack.
I mean, it's going to be, though.
It shouldn't be, because like you said, if you ever think, this is what the post says, if you ever think English is not a shit language, just remember that red and lead rhyme and read and lead rhyme, but red and lead don't rhyme, and neither do read and lead. But they're all spelled the same. It's stupid. I hate it.
I mean, I agree
with the English. Like, I can't remember what it is, but the I before E except after C?
It doesn't actually. There's like an actual number of words that applies to, and the number of words it doesn't apply to is greater.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 50 times that actually applies out of like hundreds of times.
But you know, like a lot of that stuff is meant to make words that children would spell easier to spell, and in turn, it's something that you end up carrying with you into adulthood, and you generally have to spell, you know, more complicated words at that point, and that rule is still stuck in your head, and it doesn't work.
There are 923 words that break the I before E rule. Only 44 words actually follow the rule.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Cobra Kai.
Yes, Cobra Kai. A coworker of mine, who I was surprised to actually like it, came over to me the other day and said that he watched it in a day, and he loved it.
I started it, so that's, I'll have that to talk about later.
Yeah, so it's, I'm happy to see that they got their second season signing.
As am I. Drew, you haven't watched that, right? Because you don't have
YouTube Red,
I don't think.
I do not.
Dude, like I said, watch the first two. They're free on YouTube. If you like them, sign up for YouTube Red for free for a month and watch the last eight.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Honestly, I wasn't sure going into it what, Oob Done would be like, but it's well made.
And honestly, to me, because I know, Drew, you have Spotify, I think YouTube and Google account is more useful than having Spotify. The Google Music might not have as much music as Spotify does, but it's getting there. It finally got all Taylor Swift for once. But with the $10 you pay a month, you get no ads on YouTube. You get YouTube Red subscription, and you get the Google Music subscription. Or Spotify, $10 a month, you just get Spotify.
How many people can use that $10 a month account?
It's just one. It's $14.99, and you can do up to six, I believe.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. I don't know how much Spotify costs to have multiple people or what. I'm sure you could probably get away with two people using the same account, but you'd have to be logged into that email address.
I mean, in that case, you could literally just have as many people as you wanted using it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you'd have to give away your Gmail account information or create a new account just for that, which seems... But I actually do agree, Rich. I would rather pay for Google stuff than for Spotify. But I also never use Spotify, so I don't have any playlist built up or any of that stuff. What do you probably do if you've been paying for a while?
Yeah, I have tons of playlists.
Yeah, that's the only major problem is all the playlists that get supported. Firefly would have a Spotify playlist that I would never be able to listen to. I'd have to make one myself.
I think you can listen to pre-made playlists for free, though.
There's probably ads in them or something.
There are ads, and you can only play it on Shuffle.
Okay.
You can't go to a song in a playlist and be I want to listen to this song. If you don't pay for Spotify, you have to just hit the Shuffle play.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I think I used Spotify three times. I didn't really like it, so I stuck with Pandora and Google.
Yeah, and I like the thing, Spotify will do make playlists based on things you've listened to, and sometimes they do ones that are literally songs you've listened to that fit in the same genre, and then they do one called the Discover Weekly that is songs you haven't listened to but you might like based on things you've already listened to.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Google has some similar stuff. They do all the stations, and depending on what you've listened to, they'll recommend different stations, stuff like that. Anyway, another kind of big renewal thing. Rick and Morty got renewed for 70 episodes.
Yeah, I did see that.
Which is kind of crazy. That's a lot of episodes. Especially because I want to say the first three seasons have only been 13 each.
Yeah, I was going to say it's about five plus. It's just over five seasons.
Which, I mean, that's actually kind of cool. Who knows how they're going to actually, produce and release them?
It could be three seasons if they do 20 episode seasons, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still 70 episodes for an animated show like that. That's nuts.
And I know that they have, because that deal kind of just got made, they have not even started producing a new season yet. So it's going to be a while before we see a season.
Yeah.
Which people, I'm sure, on the internet are not happy about.
Oh, no, not at all.
Because, God forbid, you have to wait for anything. Though, I mean, granted, I do get it to, season three premiered this time last year.
Look, I'm still waiting for my new season of Doctor Who that I've been waiting 2.5 years for, so they can let that go.
Hasn't it only been a year?
I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember anymore.
It's been
either.
At least 2 years, because the, there was three straight Christmas episodes, I believe. I don't think... When was the last
Capaldi episode? Series 10 was the 15th of April 2017 to July of 2017. That was the Bill season. That was last summer.
Oh, I thought that was longer ago then.
No, there was a gap between seasons 9 and 10, though.
Yeah, there was a two-year gap between 9 and 10, that's right.
It was the... Well, kind of. It was... The season ended in December of 2015. And then season 10 didn't pick up until April of 2017. So it was like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But the next season comes out in October.
So yeah, you know what? People can wait a little bit longer for their Rick and Morty.
I mean, speaking of Doctor Who, did you ever watch the Christmas special?
Still haven't gotten to see it. I don't think it's on Netflix or on Plex server yet, still.
Man, you're the worst.
It's not me. I keep asking for it to get put on, and it hasn't been put on.
Maybe you should stop pirating things after your little YouTube Facebook post the other day.
No, see, that's different.
No, how is that different?
Because I'm not putting it on a public. I'm not putting it on a public forum. But
you're indulging in it.
You know what? Indulge however you want.
You're being a hypocrite.
You kind of are,
honestly.
No. No, my post was if I see somebody sharing it, I'm going to report you.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of fucked up when you watch illegal stuff all the time.
Yeah, but there's no... there's no affordable way for me to be able to watch a show.
There's plenty of affordable ways.
Yeah.
I mean, Doctor Who, I believe, goes up on... Maybe?
Nope.
Or is it Amazon?
It's on Amazon.
Do you not have Amazon Prime?
I just actually canceled my Amazon Prime the other day, or a couple weeks ago. Before it renewed, because it's up to $119 a year, I think, or something like that.
And it's still worth
it. But I didn't have the money for it. And also, it's even if you have an Amazon Prime account, for the most current episode, you still need to pay like $2 to watch it.
Oh, I thought after that whole thing fell apart with Netflix, I thought Amazon picked it up that like you were getting like the current stuff.
I think it's like you can wait until the next season to get also, previous season.
I think you can watch it right off of the website. I think BBC America offers it for streaming.
But you probably need a service provider.
So you use your parents.
Then it's still illegal.
Not as illegal. You're not literally stealing things.
I'm not stealing anything. It was actually given to me.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It fell off a truck, officer.
Yeah. I know. I don't run this Plex server.
But you watch things on it, and you make requests for things to go up on.
I just say it'd be nice to have these things on there, look, whether or not they go on there.
It is as illegal as buying cocaine.
No, that's ridiculous.
Nope. Look, but you are making a request to a drug dealer for a type of drug that you want. Your drug just happens to be Doctor Who.
But I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying for, whatever.
That makes it even worse. You're taking drugs for
free. You know what? I'll take drugs for free.
But I actually just finally got around to watching it like last week. It's actually really good. I kept putting it off because I didn't want to be sad for 2 hours because I thought it was a 2 hour episode. It's really only like an hour and a half hour.
Yeah.
But it was really well done.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I just don't have a way to right now.
And you're not gonna have a way to watch the season anyway, so.
No, I will. It'll be on Plex.
The Christmas episode's not on there.
It'll be on there.
You don't know. Maybe that guy hates Doctor Who now and never wants anyone to watch it.
I mean, if that's true, then I'm just never going to watch Doctor Who ever again in my life.
I mean, why don't you just pirate it yourself?
Because
cut out the middleman. Just start growing your own marijuana plants.
Then I could get in trouble for that. They could catch me downloading this stuff. I'm not downloading anything. It's just streaming on a public server that people gave me access to.
It's not a public server if somebody has to give you access to it.
Well, I mean, you know,
there's another word that starts with P that this does work with.
Yep. It's not my server, is what I'm saying.
Anyway, John, you guys remember John Favreau got announced to be doing a live-action Star Wars show for that Disney streaming service that's unnamed still?
No, but sure, of course he did.
So it was announced, I think, February or March or something like that. It's been a few months. He just revealed that the show is going to actually take place 7 years after Return of the Jedi. So it's going to, you know, fill in some of the gaps that we're just not sure with anymore.
Okay.
Which is kind of neat. Because, like, so far they just keep showing us, like, all the side story stuff is prequel. Or, like, right up to A New Hope. But now we're getting, you know, some stuff that's after Return of the Jedi. We'll get to see. I'm assuming it'll be, like, the actual fall of the Empire. Like the remnant kind of falling to pieces without the Emperor around.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the battle on Jakku is the final battle of like the rebellion versus the Empire. And I have no idea how long ago that happened compared to Force Awakens.
Yeah. That'll be pretty cool to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be on the streaming service though, Rich, so it's going to be hard to pirate.
I mean, we get stuff on Netflix on the Plex server. Because somebody refuses to buy Netflix.
Is it you?
No.
I bet it's you.
I have Netflix. I have Netflix. Look, I have Netflix, I have Hulu. If I have a way to watch these things, I'm paying already to watch them. If they're not available on these two major things, then you know what? They deserve to be watched for free.
Oh, so you don't have to pay extra for Doctor Who on Amazon?
No?
No.
I thought it was. Maybe nope. It was back when I was trying to watch it before it was on Plex or something.
So there was a point where you did before Amazon actually had the like streaming service rights to it, because in order for me to catch up during Matt Smith era, I like the episodes ran out on Netflix and they weren't available on Comcast at the time, so I had to watch them off of Amazon. Luckily, it was like the half season. It was like that. It was a season where Amy and Rory left, so it was just like yeah. It was like 5 or 6 episodes.
Yeah,
but still, like that used to be the case. So like, you're not wrong that it did happen. So maybe you'll care about this, Rich. There's gonna be a Monster Hunter movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
gonna star Mila Jovovich. Because her husband, who is the guy who did all of the Resident Evil movies, is directing it.
Yep. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense then.
Which
that's interesting.
I don't know. Like that seems like a.
I mean, as big as World was, not really. Like, if you're trying to find the next big video game movie franchise like Resident Evil was, and you want to work off of something that really has no definitive story except for some basic lore for the beginning of time till, like, a couple centuries prior to where you're playing from, like, it's not unfeasible, and, like, yeah, I think it could work, I guess?
I don't know.
It depends on how they take it and what they do with it.
I feel like those period, like, movies like that when they're video game related, just, it has nothing to do with it being Monster Hunter, they just never work. Like, Warcraft wasn't good, Assassin's Creed wasn't good, like, some of the Resident Evils were okay, but, like, they're also set, like, in modern times.
I mean, it depends on what they do with it. Like, it's gonna be a completely different thing than Monster Hunter is entirely, but they're like, when they, like, I didn't see this article. Does it say, like, they're using the Monster Hunter IP and everything like that, or?
Oh, well, yes.
I just closed the tab by accident.
It's a Monster Hunter movie, like.
And it's by the guy who did Resident Evil, which is also a Capcom property. So Capcom probably wants him to do it.
Yeah,
he made
so
a dozen Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, and from the success of Monster Hunter World, they're like, let's capitalize on this and try to make money on it, and like it could work depending on how they do it. Like, if they try to bring it into modern times, that would be an interesting take. But if they do it as like a Monster Hunter game, like I don't know. That's because Monster Hunter.
So I'm actually getting a chance to read the article. So first, this movie's only going to have a $60 million budget.
Ooh, okay. That's not much for how much CG that would need.
I think Rampage had like a $200 million budget.
Yeah.
So that's kind of disappointing. Because like you figure like you want a movie like that to have a budget to be able to do cool looking special effects. Yeah, Rampage was $120 million. So Rampage had double the budget. In 2016, Anderson, who is the writer-director, said that the film will focus on an average American who is yanked into a parallel world filled with monsters.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
They're Jumanjing it.
Then, eventually, the parallel world ends up coming to our world, so you have the creatures from the Monster Hunter world invading our world. Like, this movie is going to be hot garbage.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, that doesn't sound.
No, I hope this gets scrapped fast, because it's going to ruin Monster Hunter. It really will. Like, that's just, I mean,
man, you can't ruin what's already bad.
No, not bad, though. Like, not bad, but
not good either.
No, that's just false.
So,
right there.
Anyway, it's that time of year where a bunch of stuff gets renewed and canceled.
Yeah.
And there have been some notable things to get canceled. So I literally have the list of all the non-cable network in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, NBC has, like, obvious stuff, like, The Good Place got renewed, Will and Grace got renewed, This Is Us got renewed, but kind of the big one is they renewed Brooklyn Nine-Nine after Fox canceled them.
Yeah.
So Fox canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine on, I think, Thursday, and NBC picked it up for another season on Saturday.
And I think people are now holding out hope that they'll that somebody, if not NBC, will pick up Lucifer and or Last Man on Earth, because those two got canceled.
It's Lucifer, Last Man on Earth, and Mick are the three that I've seen people hoping that either streaming service or another network or something will pick up. At this point, I doubt it, because it's been 5 days, and nobody's shown any interest. CBS didn't cancel much other than Scorpion, I think, was probably the show that had been going on the longest. And that show was, like, we watched it, and, like, it wasn't a bad show, but...
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing special about it. But, you know, the Big Bang Theory is still around, and Young Sheldon is still going to be around. And then,
you know, I've seen clips of Young Sheldon, and it looks funny.
Honestly, Young Sheldon is better than the Big Bang Theory has ever been.
Okay.
We watched Young Sheldon, and it's legitimately, like, an enjoyable show. Mostly because of the grandmother. She's fantastic. The grandmother those two are hilarious. The kid that they have playing Sheldon does a great job, and, like, a lot of his stuff's fun. But the grandmother and the sister are smartasses. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, ABC, big surprise, canceled Inhuman.
Yeah, that's just, I'm surprised that even had to be announced.
Yeah, they officially canceled it, which they didn't do until, I think, like, Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
And I want to say that's probably the only any of us really care about that they canceled, but they did renew Agents Shield for at least one more
season. Okay.
They don't say it's the last season, but it is a half season order right now. It's only 13
episodes. Yeah.
So we'll at least get, hopefully they write that season based on 13 episodes being their last, and they just wrap everything up, and if they get to keep going, they just keep going.
I would like to see a real Infinity War crossover in it.
That's not going to happen, though.
Maybe not release it until after Infinity War 2 is released.
Yeah, that definitely.
But yeah, no, I know that's not going to happen.
Way too late. So I think right now it's scheduled for like the winter, like kind of like this year, like it'll start in like December or something, maybe even later.
Yeah.
Are you caught up on it right now?
I didn't watch this past week's episode. I was about to, but then I got kicked off. Like the internet crashed.
Okay, it wasn't a bad episode this last week, and, like, I think this coming Friday is the finale.
Yeah, I would assume so, based on what I've seen, spoilery.
And I think the last two episodes have made reference to what's going on with Infinity War, but we haven't seen any of the fallout yet, so I'm assuming it's still... I have to assume that the movie hasn't ended yet.
I would hope that they wouldn't do that this soon after release of the movie.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I have to assume that... Because there's enough, like, cross-the-ocean travel in the movie that it's not happening in the course of just a single day. Plus, like Tony and his group end up, like, traveling in space. You have the Guardians traveling in space. Like, there's a lot of, like, huge travel going on in the movie. So, like, you can only assume that it's over the course of, like, multiple days, which would fit the season for, or fit this portion of the season too. You figure if these last like four episodes take place over the course of like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
So at least it's like reasonable. It's like, okay, so by the time the season actually ends, like everyone is like in like the areas of the final battle, if that makes sense. But like none of that stuff has started yet, so it doesn't actually affect the SHIELD team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad that they're getting at least one more season, hopefully do like a proper ending.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see, like, a good ending where, like, maybe they have S.H.I.E.L.D. fully established, or, I don't know, maybe everybody dies and S.H.I.E.L.D. is completely disbanded. Who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air.
They'll wrap up this season at the end of the season, and that's kind of how that show goes, is season by season. There's no real overarching story, because you don't know where they're going to go. So,
Well, I do know that they did say, and... Every season usually has some sort of, like, stinger at the end for, like, the next season. But I know they did say a while ago that if they didn't, when they were, like, announced to be on the bubble, that the end of the season has, like, a satisfying king. So, like, if they didn't get picked up, people wouldn't be left hanging.
Yeah.
But, I read something, Whedon, like, the, Jed Whedon, I don't think he's the showrunner, but he's, like, producer or something like that for it.
Yeah.
He said that with Infinity War happening, it opens up more for them to be able to utilize in the Marvel universe. Kind of the way, like, Doctor Strange coming out allowed them to tap into things like Ghost Rider on the cosmic side. Yeah. So them moving into space with Infinity War, I guess, is going to open up more of that sector of the universe for them to kind of explore.
Yeah.
Which, as long as it's not more time travel stuff, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, the time travel was just stupid.
Yeah. Yes, it was, honestly, the time travel all feels like filler at this point. Like, they could have not done any of that and had, like, that little girl prophesy stuff anyway and had it all go the same way. The only difference is you don't have the weird dude who's actually the grandson in the past.
Yeah, like, that's just, I don't like it all. I don't like it at all.
Anyway, moving on to Fox. So we already knew, the Gifted got renewed, like, right after the season ended. So that's been renewed for a while. The Simpsons are going to be back for their 57th season.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what they're actually up to. I guess they're 31 or 32.
30-something, yeah.
Yeah, it got to be in the 30s.
But then Gotham got renewed for a final season.
Yeah.
Like I said before, Brooklyn Nine-Nine was canceled by them, but it got renewed by NBC, so that'll be back. They did cancel a lot of their... I think they canceled almost all of their comedies, actually, outside of their animated
show. Curious, because I don't really watch a whole lot of TV... when was, like, what night of the week was Brooklyn Nine-Nine and all that normally on?
So it's moved around a bit.
Okay.
And I mean, like, I've seen people, like, on different Facebook groups talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine as, like, oh, everyone's so sad this got canceled, but no one ever talked about it. It's like, yeah, I guess it wasn't the show that people, like, were constantly posting about on, like, social media, but it's, like, a legitimately funny show.
And they had a crossover episode on New Girl.
Yeah.
On the, and... They were some really funny episodes. Like,
so somebody posted somewhere, I don't know if it was on Facebook or Twitter, a clip from the scene where, so one of the episodes opens up with, like, the police lineup, and it's Andy Samberg's character is in there, and, like, the witness to, like, a murder.
Yeah.
And she's like, and they're saying that she doesn't recognize anybody, and she says, well, they were singing I Want It That Way, the Backstreet. So Andy Samberg has, like, each of the guys down the line sing, like, part of the song. Just, and, like, each one does, like, just the part of the verse that, like, one of the Backstreet. And then it just kind of escalates from there, and it's fucking hilarious. And then the punchline to it is, the lady goes, it's number 5, he killed my brother. And Andy Samberg just goes, oh, right, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I saw that clip. I loved it.
Yeah, like, and that show was just full of stupid stuff like that. And plus, like, it's got, like, Terry Crews. He makes everything a little
better. Terry Crews makes everything better. Terry Crews is the best.
But yeah, so Brooklyn Nine-Nine is safe, but New Girl ended, which is not a big deal. Like, that was known. The Mick, which was actually a really funny show, got canceled. Last Man on Earth got canceled, which I never watched, but I know people really enjoyed it.
I didn't watch this most recent season, but I watched up until that, and I enjoyed it, but at one point it did start to get a little too, like, I'm watching it for a comedy, and it was more dark and serious than it was comedy at one point, so, like, I kind of fell off. That's why I didn't watch this season.
Yeah.
But it was goofy, though.
Yeah, and then you mentioned before Lucifer was canceled, which is a shame, because apparently the season ends on a huge cliffhanger, and it doesn't get bad ratings the way some of, like, some other shows did. So, like, I'm surprised that they canceled, like, something that was established in and saved other stuff. One weird thing that they did is they are renewing Last Man Standing, the Tim Allen show.
Foxes.
Yeah, which got canceled by ABC last year.
Well, it's because it's all that fake news bullshit. It's what's going on. It's probably what it is. They need more Trump supporters on their station.
Which, the one funny thing about that is a lot of people, like, they were immediately pointing out that they canceled three fairly, like, liberal shows with, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mick, and Last Man on Earth, and then renewed Last Man Standing after it had been off the air for a year.
Yeah, like, that was my first, I was like, okay, it's, they need more Trump support. I'm surprised they're not trying to buy Roseanne to be on their show, on their channel either.
Like, Roseanne did get renewed for another season at ABC.
There you go.
Which, like, to be fair, that show is actually pretty funny, like, regardless of Roseanne's, like, bullshit political views and everything. And at least so far, she has been a seemingly a good sport for them to, like, harshly criticize her. Because, like, a lot of the character seems to be, like, a lot of the character's views are similar to her own. And a lot of the people in the show are constantly kind of berating her.
Yeah. So, but as long as they have, like, an equal balance of both sides, then there's... I'm sure, because she probably had a hand in the writing and the production, so she's like, look, I'm writing it this way, because I know... She knows how ridiculous her views are, so she can take it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she considers them ridiculous.
Yeah, but, like, she understands political comedy, I guess you could say, and understands how people can be so against or so for one side or the other, to where she's like, look, people are going to say things about me and about my political views, and that's their belief, and that's fine. There's nothing I can do except make jokes back at them. Like, I've seen, what's it called, interviews with her and John Goodman when they were announcing the new show. And she's like, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. People are going to say things, and I'm going to say things back.
Which, like, whatever. I mean, Last Man Standing always had that, too. Like, yeah, like, Tim Allen was super Republican in it, but, like, everyone else in his family wasn't.
Yeah.
And, like, the oldest daughter was constantly, and the son-in-law were constantly, like, back and forth with him about that stuff. So, and that was before the Trump election, because it got canceled, I think, the year after Trump was elected.
Yeah, I think they had...
It was the 2016-2017 was their final season.
Yeah, I think that's right. They had one season after he was elected.
Well, not even after he was elected. The season just ran through his first, like, 5 months as president. Anyway, CW would be the last... Oh, actually, I'm sorry. One other thing that Fox did, they renewed Lethal Weapon, but they fired Riggs.
They fired Riggs?
Yeah.
Which, weird.
Which they're honestly, just recasting him?
That show is actually, it's actually a potent show if you cop drama stuff. Well, I mean, it's like a comedy drama, which helps, kind of like the movie. But yeah, they fired the guy that played, apparently him and had issues, what I've gathered. Because I've seen a bunch of people that are kind of like standing up for the guy that played Riggs. And then Damon Wayans went on a little bit of a tirade and then put his Twitter account to private. So I guess maybe, obviously there's two sides to the story and no one knows which side is true, but going on that on like a rant on Twitter and then like privating your profile makes it sound like maybe he was a catalyst for it and he's the bigger star, so they went with him over the other guy.
Yeah.
But they're not recasting the part. They are just they cast Sean William Scott to play a different character.
But it's Lethal fucking Weapon.
Yeah, apparently from what I've seen he might be playing his Riggs's brother, who we have never seen before. There has been a ton of stuff about his childhood, and never once is there a brother mentioned other than this most, like, the end of this most recent season, introduced, like, a half-brother who was, like, maybe 17 years old. So it's like, that's not going to be the guy being a cop, because he was a bad guy. Like, he was literally a criminal.
That's so stupid.
Yep. Yeah, no, that show is gonna be probably really bad next.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, like, regardless of, like, any issues the two actors may have had, like, off-camera, like, they worked really well on-camera together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the last network is CW, and they basically renewed everything except for that show about the girl that was dying that isn't anymore.
Oh, yeah, that show.
Yeah, and then something called Valor, which I think is another one of those weird period dramas.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all of the comic book shows are back.
I'm not surprised. They were actually really good this season.
Yeah, and then they're also bringing back Charmed. Well, they're rebooting Charmed next year.
Yeah, right.
Which I remember hearing about, but kind of just displaced it from my memory.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is happening next year with, you know, from the beginning sort of thing. Like, it's not going to pick up where the previous show went off. It's not going to be the same cast or anything.
Weird.
Yeah, so that's going to be probably not very good.
You never know. It might be good. They're decent at the supernatural stuff, so...
Yeah, but I don't know. That show was kind of like campy and stuff for like when it came out, and it fit much more then. I don't know if like that sort of story is going to work again. Not when you already have shows like Supernatural going for their 13th or 14th.
Their 25th season, I think it's actually what it is.
No, I think they have 2,500 episodes. But I think
you're right. It's 2,500 episodes, 150 seasons.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on to video games. There was some video game news.
Was there?
Yeah. So first one's a little E3 news. Sony announced their showcase date and some details.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be basically the same time it always is. It's going to be June 11th, at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Which I want to say is the Tuesday, or is that Monday? That might be Monday. Yeah. I always forget.
Was it the 11th?
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, right, because Nintendo's on Tuesday. Sony's always Monday night, and then Nintendo's Tuesday morning. But it is not going to be a conference, like a press conference, like they normally do. They are apparently only going to show four titles, and they're just going to deep dive into those four titles. It's going to be Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, Spider-Man, and The Last of Us Part 2.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And then, like...
They also said there's going to be some third-party stuff, but...
Yeah, there's going to be third-party announcements and some indie stuff, but they're going to spend the majority of it, I guess, focusing on those four titles. So I think theirs is usually an hour and a half, if I'm not mistaken. It usually runs over an hour. Right, Drew?
Yeah. I mean, I'd imagine, although they, like, did a pre-show last year, so I want to say, like, the regular show was, like, an hour, but...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Then they also had, like, an hour of pre-show.
Yeah, yeah, that is right. I forgot about that.
Where they announced a whole bunch of stuff last year.
Yeah, like, they, like, stealth-announced stuff. That's where all the Vita announcements were, like, Undertale. Mm-hmm. Also, another rumor, not so much E3-related, just a rumor, there's going to be a Star Fox spin-off racing game from Retro Studios.
Yeah, sure, because that totally makes sense.
I mean, I guess they want to do something with Star Fox, and I don't think Star Fox Zero had stellar sales, so...
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, a Star Fox racing game kind of does make sense.
I mean, it's basically what F-Zero extent?
Yeah, like, I would much rather them just do F-Zero, but... I mean, maybe it makes sense. Who knows? I probably won't get it.
They are also apparently, Retro Studio is apparently working on another title, too.
Okay.
But it also could have been a canceled title, so no one really knows for sure. Maybe we find out at E3 during Nintendo Direct.
Maybe.
So, you guys familiar with Boss Key Production?
Yes.
How about you?
No. It's, no?
It is Cliffy B's studio. They did Lawbreakers, and then they just tried this Radical Heights game that was a of battle royale sort of thing.
Okay.
They are closing down kaput.
That sucks, I guess.
Yeah, like that Lawbreakers never managed to find any sort of audience. Which it looked like a neat game, like because it was all about like the law breaking portion of it was gravity, like you would defy the laws of gravity in it for different things. But I guess it never had more than, like, maybe a couple dozen concurrent players, and near the end, I think there was, like, one person logged into it when people were looking at, like, the Steam activity. So, like, I want to say it was about a month ago now they announced that, you know, that game was going to go offline, you know, they can't actively support it for too much long, and that they were working on some other stuff, and soon after they launched Radical Heights, like, an 80s, 90s neon battle royale sort of game with, like, bikes and skateboards and like that mm-hmm. people seem to think was kind of cool, but it was super, super, super early access and they were charging money for it. And I guess it wasn't enough to keep people on it. And I guess the studio just couldn't maintain any longer. So as of, I want to say it was yesterday, Cliffy B threw the announcement up on Twitter. They're gone.
Damn.
Yeah. And, Blazinski actually said that he is taking some time off and, like, stepping away from games for a while. Which, I mean, that guy has been working in games since he was, like, a teenager in, like, the, like, early mid-90s.
Yeah.
Like, he's he is responsible for a lot of what people enjoyed about, like, Unreal Tournament and stuff like that in the 90s and early 2000s. And then the first three Gears of War, I believe.
Yeah.
I know he didn't have anything to do with Judgment, but I think he was still around for Gears of War 3.
Yeah, he did Gears of War 1, 2, and 3 in that wonderful script that they had.
Did he write those games, though?
I have no idea. I just know they said shit a lot and wasn't that great. Games were great, but the script wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, he was much more of, like, a gameplay person, I think, than, like, a narrative person.
Yeah.
So, the NES Classic is coming back, which I think has kind of been known for a while, but we got an official date. There are going to be more NES Classics in stock on June 29th.
Yep.
So, if you...
I might try to get one.
If you guys are wondering what you can get me for my birthday, because it's the next day, like, just throwing it out there.
Look, if you're wondering what you can get me for my birthday, because it's 2 months later, just throwing it out there.
You're just, like, taking my idea. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's fine.
But I'm giving you more time.
Yeah, but you're only going to be able to buy it on the 29th.
Yeah, unless you buy it for $700 on eBay.
They're actually a little cheaper than that. You can get them for under $200.
Bullshit.
I mean, you're not
even. I'm not even worth that much.
I think that was all of the gaming news I had seen. Rage 2. I don't know if you guys have anything.
So let's actually take one step back on Rage 2 being announced. Walmart Canada may have leaked a fuck ton of announcements from E3.
Right, I forgot all about that.
One of those being the existence of a game called Rage 2. They accidentally put up visible a bunch of placeholder sales listing, pre-order listings for games. And one of those was Rage 2, Beyond Good and Evil 2. Was there a Splinter Cell game?
I think Borderlands 3 was on there.
No, Borderlands 3. Gears of War 5. Oh, nope, there is Borderlands 3 right there. So these are in no particular order, really, so. Lego DC Villains.
And it was like a big grid. It wasn't like just a random pages went up. Like,
yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
actually made like a big splash image of all of these that went up on, like you said, like Walmart Canada.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 5, an untitled Assassin's Creed game.
I think like part of the problem with that, with stuff like that is, you know, now Rage has been officially announced. So we know that's real. And there's other things like, you know, this is a Forza Horizon year.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then it starts to make you like call into question some of the other announcements. Cause I know Gearbox has said that they're working on another Borderlands also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, maybe these are all, which case, that's kind of
cool. Yeah.
But it's...
Although, you know, like, this called it Forza Horizons with an S, even though it's just Horizon.
Is it just the generic, like, black box art?
Yep. Nothing on here has, like, actual artwork.
That's what I thought, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened.
Yeah.
Did either of you have any other stuff that you had seen?
Let me double check real quick, but I don't think so, because I think the only other thing I had really seen was the boss key shutdown. Superhot is getting, like, a kind of sequel?
Was it? So I saw a headline for it, and it sounded like it wasn't even being done by the same company.
Let me go into it. But, they're putting out a set of Japanese-themed levels.
Okay, that's what I saw. For some reason, when I read the subject line, it sounded like it was, like, a game being developed by, like, a Japanese company that was, like, super hot.
So it's being developed by Game Tomo. I don't know who that is.
I recognize that name.
Okay, they are a Japanese developer.
But is it, like, a legitimate,
Yeah, no, it's super hot. But it's just being set in, like, Japan-themed levels.
Okay. Are one of you playing with your headsets?
That might be my cat.
Okay.
Fucking with the wire.
No, it was probably me. I kept hearing things outside, so I took my headphones off real quick.
Good job.
Sorry. Like, I'm hearing things, like, being thrown about outside, but then when I move my headphone, like, off one ear, it stops. So then it got really hard. So then I took them both off just to listen.
So now, and Drew, now we have some audio to isolate of Richie saying, then it got really hard that we can put in front of weird things.
Yeah.
You would do that, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Hey, it would be funny.
Yeah.
We'll just make a whole soundboard of you saying weird shit.
No, I don't think you would.
Like that, we'll include that in there.
I mean, you're right, I probably won't do that, but we... Anyway, Richie, did you have anything?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember, so probably not.
All right then. I guess let's move on to kind of what we've been up to.
All right,
Rich, you want to go first?
Sure, because I'm not gonna take long. I've just been arguing with people on Pokemon Go pages.
People are douchebags. The biggest work of time.
No, it was literally like somebody posted on a Pokemon Go South Jersey page. They took a picture or a screenshot of their Jigglypuff, and they were like, hey, I have this Jigglypuff that's at max CP. Should I evolve it? Should I wait to get a better Jigglypuff? And people were being completely rude to her. So I'm like, to answer your question, your CP doesn't matter because it's based on level. Check the appraisal of your of your leader, and if they say that whatever caption is they say is the best, then sure, go ahead and evolve it. Otherwise, evolve it if you want. It doesn't matter. But people are like, do you check IVs? No, then it's not worth it, you scrub, blah, blah, blah. And I'm arguing with these people, like, why don't you just help this person out who's new to this game and be like, hey, here's some information. Don't blow them off, because it's bullshit. Like, this community is, a lot of the South Jersey players are so about their IVs. I'm like, it's so stupid. It's a made up fucking number that I don't understand how people get that are just trying to say that they're better than everybody else. And it drives me nuts. So anytime people go all IV heavy, I start an argument with them. Like, doesn't matter. Just let them play how they want to play.
You should probably just leave all of those groups, because that's all of them are.
No, like, some of them are, most of the ones that I'm in are, like, raid-finding ones. It's the non-raid-finding, it's the non-raid-finding generic ones that, like, people will be like, hey, I want to evolve this, you guys think it's worth it? Or, hey, check out my 100% IV level, whatever thing I got. Or, hey, check out all these shinies I got, which, that's cool. But then when it's people who don't really care about the imaginary numbers of the IVs, and they're like, hey, you guys think I should evolve this? I'm new to the game. Can you help me out? That's when everybody just blows up on them. I'm like, yo, just don't be fucking rude. It drives me nuts.
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, I already did. But, no, besides that, I don't think I did really anything else besides playing Monster Hunter. I just had a lazy couple of days.
Have you gotten that platinum yet, or are you still working on it?
Nope. Haven't gotten anywhere closer to it. I think I did 4 more challenge missions, so I only need to do 31 more of those in order to get that trophy, and I still need my 2 crowns. So I really didn't play much. Like, I played so little last week that I got the Sakura costume, and I didn't even do my weeklies from last week. And then I played yesterday, and I got my new Ryu costume, and that's it. I'm just about ready to finish my weeklies, but I haven't played to finish it.
Well, that's cool, I guess.
I've been lazy lately and just haven't really been feeling like playing anything, and just been watching Rules of Engagement when I could be watching other stuff, but it's more of like I'm just watching it and not paying attention while I'm sitting around not doing anything.
All right.
Yeah, so I've been pretty lame lately.
I mean, that's kind of average for you.
Sometimes I'm less lame. I'm usually less lame, but I've been more lame lately.
At least you can admit to it.
Yeah.
What about you, Drew? Anything fun and exciting?
Played some NHL the last couple days, but me and Sarah went up to New York on Thursday, and we went and saw Anastasia on Broadway.
Nice.
So it was my first Broadway musical. Sarah's like third or something like that. And stayed in a hotel up there, had some lunch at Virgil's Barbecue, which was literally across the street from the hotel we were staying at, which was half a block from Times Square.
Nice.
And the theater was like a block on the other side of Times Square from our hotel, which is why I picked that hotel. I was like, okay, here's where the theater is. Let's look at the hotels that are nearby. This one's not super expensive. We'll stay here for one night.
Which is actually kind of lucky, because even, like, some of the shitty hotels in New York can be crazy expensive.
I mean, it was $300, so it was not cheap at all, but...
That is fair.
You know, it was... I don't think it was the cheapest one, but it was not uber expensive and was literally a block and a half away from where we had to go, so... And, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, I didn't know how far I was going to want to walk to a hotel or try to get an Uber or, you know, ride the subway and whatnot. So I was like, we'll stay right here.
The subway's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been opposed to it, but...
You get a paper card, you jam on with a bunch of strangers, it smells funny.
Exactly.
Depending on what train you get on, maybe you have to, like, actually, like, shove a bunch of people just to get in.
Man, I've ridden that subway at all hours of the night. It is fun.
Yeah.
The New York subway?
Yeah.
It all depends on what train you're on.
We went to a warehouse party and had to head back from the warehouse party to Shawhead's place. And I think when we left the warehouse party, it was 3 in the morning. When we got back to Shawhead's place, it was 6 in the morning.
Jeez.
Well, no, Shot had lived deep in Brooklyn, didn't he?
Yeah, but the warehouse party was also in Brooklyn. So I think I'm over-exaggerating. I think we left the party at 4 and got back to his at his place at 6. It was dark when we left, and it was daylight when we got home.
Nice. To be fair, too, taking the subway in Brooklyn, still crowded. Not nearly as crowded as it'll get in Midtown, especially in the stops that go, like, through and around Times Square.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to go up for work, I'd take the E train from Penn Station up to, like, 53rd Street. And that was usually... That train was so crowded that I would have to let one train go by and then catch the next one. And then it was kind of what you see, like a less exaggerated version of what on like those trains in like India and Japan where people are like really like running and like shoving everybody like in so they can like squeeze one more person in.
Yeah.
But it was like I saw a few times where like somebody would like literally kind of do like one of like a concert shove where like you push everybody back off of you just long enough for the doors to close and then get pinned to the door.
Hmm.
Yeah, like it can get crazy.
Yeah.
People want to get to the places they need to be.
Yep.
You enjoy this show, though, Drew?
Yeah, it was real good.
Would you recommend people go see Anastasia?
Yeah, why not? It was loosely based off the 90s Fox animated movie.
Okay, from what Sarah was saying, I didn't think it was based off of that at all. I thought it was based off the actual historical stuff.
Well, I think they more took from the historical, but I think they like used some of the songs. And I mean, I've never seen it, but I know like... Sarah was saying it left out characters from the animated movie, so
okay,
it leaned more towards the historical events, but I don't know the exact differences between that and the movie. But it is not exactly the movie.
So are you planning your next Broadway show?
Yeah, we actually are planning on possibly doing that like once a year.
That's kind of cool. And at least those sort of shows, they run long enough that like if something happened to start like... You know, late this year, it'll probably still be around when you're ready to go, like, this time next year, if that's how you're going to, like, plan them.
Yeah, and one of my coworkers sent me a website that I don't remember now, but I had sent it to Sarah in email, so I have it at my work email, of a website to get, like, really cheap tickets for some shows.
Oh, nice.
Some of them are, like, you have to buy it the day of, or, like, the day before the show, or some of them are, like, you enter a lottery. And if you're randomly picked, you get told the day before you can buy 2 tickets at this price for the next day's show.
Still, I mean, we're close enough to New York that that's not too big of a deal. Like,
no.
If you know you're going to get into a show at least, it's like you can book a hotel at like a deep rate, hopefully, and then like just wait till right before and be like, okay, well, which one of these 2 shows do you want to go see?
Yeah.
Or do you want to just go up and walk around the city and go to like the Natural History?
Mm-hmm.
Or Chelsea Market. You can go see where they occasionally film Food Network shows.
That would be enjoyable.
We actually, the last time we were up in New York, we stopped at Chelsea Market, but it was kind of, it took a little longer to get there than we expected.
Okay.
Mostly because we decided to, like, walk from the East Village instead of taking the train. And, like, I realized it was going to be a long walk, but I didn't realize how long of a walk it was. Like, I didn't realize how long it was going to take to walk there, is, I guess, the right way to put it.
Yeah.
And we also hung out in Union Square for a little while, which bumped it out a little bit. But we didn't really get to like eat anything or anything. We just kind of like walked around and like looked at all the places, and walked back out. So we had to catch the train, which there was no subway in that area that got us back to Penn Station. So we had to walk a few blocks back to the subway to get to Penn Station to get our NJ Transit train home on time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was I forget what day of the week it was, but it was one of those shitty things where like. There was, like, a train at, like, 7 o'clock, and then the next one wasn't until, like, 8:30, and we didn't want to be getting home at, like, 11, because it was, like, an hour and a half train ride plus, like, a 45-minute drive home.
Yep.
But, yeah, anything else?
No, that's pretty much it for me.
Man, you guys didn't do much.
Nah. Well, I, you know, had 2 days that were taken up by New York,
you know,
basically.
If you had a Switch, you could have been playing video games.
I... Could have, but I also probably wouldn't have.
Look, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I mean, I had Gwen's birthday on Saturday and Mother's Day on Sunday, and Mother's Day was completely packed, so, yeah, just busy weekend.
It happens. Yeah, I mean, mine was actually kind of busy also, but I finished up God of War. Well,
nice.
I finished the story of God of War.
Cool.
I see a lot of people, like, complain about the ending and being unsatisfied with it. I actually thought the ending was pretty cool and leaves a lot open for where the series could go. And directly foreshadows several things for where the series could go.
Interesting.
But it, like, it doesn't go there because it's like, once the game ends, you can still go around and, like, finish up, like, side quests and do some of, like, the optional bosses and stuff like that. Like, I've got not 10 optional bosses and 2 realms that I never still. Plus, like, all the random, like, collectibles and stuff, which I probably won't get all of, but they're there still. I thought they did the credits kind of cool, though. So rather than the game, like, ending and fading the credits actually roll, like, as you're in the final area. So, like, you are still controlling Kratos, and you're just walking out of the final area, and the credits are... And there's, like, some dialogue between your son and your disembodied head, and it's cool. It was a cool way to do end credits on a game that isn't over just because you finished the story.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I highly recommend, if you guys get a chance, you check it out.
Yeah, I definitely want to play it.
Yeah, it takes a little while to kind of get used to the combat. At least I felt it did, but it was never too hard. Like, I've listened to a few things and read a few things where people complaining about, like, the difficulty, and I played it on normal the whole way through, and the only time I died was when I went up against enemies that were too strong. You can go to an enemy, and you can, as soon as they actually are basically, like, aggroed, you see their health bar and basically what their level is. And even without seeing the number, if their health bar shows up as purple, you know that they are way out of your league and you're probably going to die. And depending on kind of the area that you're in and what type of enemy it is, like, you don't really stand a chance, and you might as well just stand there and just die. And because there's it's particularly that there's these things called the Travelers. They're basically big knights with big swords, and they're not really hard to beat once you're at, like, a similar level to them. But when they're purple, you barely do any damage. Your kid's arrows don't do any damage because they're covered in armor. And a lot of those fights take place in kind of, like, confined areas. So rather than being able to sort of keep your distance and attack them ranged with, like, just throwing the axe, you kind of have to be right up there with them, and it doesn't always work out. And, like, 2 or 3 hits from them, and you're dead. But then as soon as you level up a little bit, like, everything's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, like, I stumbled onto one, not early on, but early enough when I was investigating towers, and the thing just fucking wrecked me. Like, it charged me, and I was dead. And then I went back, like, several hours later after I had, like, upgraded a bunch of stuff and gotten better armor, and he never touched me once, and I had him done in a minute. So,
I saw a video where you could get the quote-unquote Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Did you put in the proper enchantments?
What are the proper enchantments?
There's 5 enchantments, or 6 enchantments, right? That's how many stones there are?
Yeah.
And because it can only hold 3, as long as you put in 3 of these 6, it shoots, like, a little, like, 3-pronged energy blast, or, like, a pretty much a magic missile. It's 3 energy blasts that shoots out of the gauntlet. So, I don't remember what they were, but it's, like, they're all related to power, time, reality.
Yeah, so I never even actually equipped it, because you need items that I just did not have to upgrade it. Like, you needed stuff that I've never even seen, so they might only be available in the realms I haven't gone to yet. And if I would have equipped it, my all of my stats would have dropped a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But I have it, and it's an item that you can't sell, so eventually I'll probably get the items that you need to upgrade it and actually see, like, what it does.
Yeah. I can't remember what the enchantments were, but it seemed pretty cool.
If I ever get that thing upgraded all the way, I'll look it up and see if it's worth actually doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than God of War, I played like 20 minutes of Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze on the Switch.
Nice.
That game is cool. I never played it on the Wii or on the Wii U, but I've always liked the Donkey Kong Country games, and this one plays good, just like the other ones do. I didn't get far enough to really have, like, a great opinion on it, but I'm gonna bring it on when we go on vacation. It's multiplayer, and you can play with just the Joy-Cons, so it's something for, like, Erica and I. We're, like, waiting for our planes and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, because, like, when we went to Florida last year, like, we played, like, Mario Kart in the plane state or in the airport and stuff. So at least this is something with a little more longevity to it than what Mario Kart kind of has. Because, like, you can only race, like, the same person so many times in Mario Kart before you're just like, eh, I'm good.
It's
just,
yeah.
We can stop now. And then I also, like I said before, I watched the first 4 episodes of Cobra Kai. I'd intended to watch more, but I was busy with work stuff, so I didn't really have time to.
And boy, is that show great, right?
Yeah, it is. It is better than I expected it to be. Even after, like, you had said that it was good, I still kind of went into it, not hesitant, but I didn't have, like, super high expectations. I'm like, okay, it's on YouTube, like, how good is it going to, like, how good is the production going to be? But it's, like, really well done. They do a really good job cutting in, like, the flashbacks. Like, I want to say it's the first episode where Johnny is driving his car and he's having, like, flashbacks to, like, the first movie.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it starts out with, like, happy flashbacks, and he's kind of remembering stuff and smiling, and then starts going into him getting beat up by Mr. Miyagi, and then getting beaten up by Daniel, getting choked out by his sensei.
Did you get to the part where he's talking to Miguel about why he doesn't like LaRusso?
I don't think so.
It
might be in the next episode, because the episode that I just finished, episode 4, that was the episode where you actually see Daniel come into the dojo and, like, confront him about the flyers. And that's when Miguel is coming out from in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I guess Daniel had, Daniel's, like, whoever they were, like, his cousins or whatever that worked for him, found the flyers up on the billboard that they had to paint over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like where it's going so far. And I guess it's 10 episodes, right?
Yeah, it's 10 episodes. Most of them are under a half hour. The last one is 36 minutes.
Yeah, so I'll probably finish it up.
Yeah.
Because I have time, like, in the afternoons, mostly, after, like, I get back from clients, that I can watch an episode or two. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm actually, after watching these first few episodes, I was glad to see that it had gotten renewed.
Yeah, I was so happy, like, it got a season 2, so I get to see how that goes, because the ending is awesome, like, the end of the season is great. I freaked out. Yeah, I did. I was like, oh my god, they did that, what, no way, and... Yeah, it's such a good series. It's like, it's nostalgic, and it's like, it holds up. It's not just like, this is good because of nostalgia factor. It's, this is good whether or not you know the Karate Kid movies.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got a good nostalgia factor, and I like that it's bouncing back and forth between Johnny and Danny too. So it's not just like, everything's focused on this one guy who, he's kind of a shitty person, but at the same time, like,
He's
trying in his own way, even though his way isn't the best way.
He's a shitty person because of his upbringing, and he's now trying to be better without purposefully trying to be better. It's like he's realizing how much of a shitty person he was bit by bit.
And like Daniel's kind of in that same thing. Like, he's not a great person per se, but like, he's trying to be. He's not as bad as Johnny is. But I think that's also because he is, like, well off and, like, kind of has everything he could want.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of like the dynamic that they're playing with, because they're not making either one of them out to be, like, right.
Yeah, it's just, like, they're both right in their own right, but they're also both wrong. And so it's, you'll see how it builds up and comes together throughout the rest of the series.
Cool. I did like when I guess this is a super minor spoiler, but I like when the daughter fucking nearly breaks the guy's wrist.
Yeah.
Early on, like, the guy won't take no for an answer, and she just fucking, like, spins his wrist around and says, I said no, and walks away.
Yeah, that was,
just because
that was like, it was, they show, like, all, he taught her karate, like, it comes in the next couple of episodes if they haven't already talked about it prior to, like, he used to teach her.
Yeah, no.
What he learned from Miyagi.
It was episode 2 they showed that. And,
yeah.
Like, he did the same, like, Miyagi thing, like, pointing to, like, her head and saying, like, karate is here, and then heart, and then stomach.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I do think it's weird that he, like, he's one of those guys who still have, like, inherited the Japanese culture a little too hard. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's that he inherited it too hard. It's, they talk about it throughout the season, because... I don't think this is really a spoiler, but the last episode is the tournament again.
Okay.
So they talk about how the tournament back in the day used to be a big thing in the Valley, and that's what everybody talked about. So the reason he was known for winning the tournament when he did, is why he can play on with, like, the bonsai trees and the stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like, I get that. Like, that's not so much what I meant, but, like, when the daughter invites, like, the boy she likes over for dinner, and he's doing this, like, sushi demonstration, like, I just thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I get, maybe a little bit. I didn't think it was too off the ball.
I do get it. Like, he basically, like, grew up with, like, this guy who, like, instilled his culture into
him. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cool show. I'm looking forward to seeing where the next 6 episodes go.
Yeah, I can't wait to see season 2.
Cool. Well, I think that might actually be an episode, guys.
That sounds about it.
Yeah. We made it through. Nobody lost power.
No. No, we did not.
I didn't have a catastrophic, terrible nosebleed, which was nice.
Have you been having those?
Yeah. Stupid sinus infection.
Oh, that sucks. Are you on, like, did you get, like, a nasal? I forgot you. I actually, now that you say that, I remember seeing you post on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, I have antibiotics and a generic saline spray and allergy medicine, just generic allergy medicine.
So
that I'm on.
Once your sinus infection has mostly cleared up, I recommend, like, getting an actual, like, allergy nasal spray. Last time I had a sinus infection and I went to urgent care for it, the doctor there actually prescribed me one because it was still pretty early in, like, the sinus infection stages. And it actually helps a ton with, like, being able to stop with allergies and, like, knock on wood, but I haven't had a sinus infection since I started using it when, like, allergies are abound.
Yeah.
And it's one squirt up each nostril once a day, so.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
This is boring conversation that people don't need to listen to.
It's good. And maybe other people suffer from allergies and it'll help them too. Anyway.
Trust me, I could talk about how terrible my nosebleeds are to the fact that I have to just stick my head above a trash can because it just keeps dripping and dripping and dripping and doesn't stop.
Yeah, see, now that's more than we need, so I'm going to cut you off right there. If you would like to find more of our content, you can head over to www.one-quest.com. If you're feeling generous and you'd like to help us out, you can do so by heading over to patreon.com/onequest. You can find all of our other podcasts on all your favorite podcast services like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and just about any place else that you'd like to listen to things. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/onequestonline. Twitter, we are @one_quest, as well as on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/onequestvideo. And if you'd like to reach out to us directly, you can email us social@one-quest.com. And that will do it for this week. We will be back next week, probably, unless we can't find a time to record something, because I will be in New Orleans.
Why don't you just not go on vacation?
Because I want to go on vacation, and it's already paid for.
Well, see, you're not missing out on anything, then, because it's already paid for.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. It is.